Verification. Weakness. If the requester has provided the telephone number for reaching his or her manager, the person the employee reaches when calling the number may not be the real manager, but may, in fact, be an accomplice of the attacker. 6. Secure email. Request a digitally signed message. Weakness. If an attacker has already compromised an employee's computer and installed a keystroke logger to obtain the employee's passphrase, he can send digitally signed email that appears to be from the employee. 7. Personal voice recognition. The person receiving the request has dealt with the requester, preferably face-to-face, knows for certain that the person actually is a trusted person, and is familiar enough with the person to recognize his or her voice on the telephone. Weakness. This is a fairly secure method, not easily circumvented by an attacker, but is of no use if the person receiving the request has never met or spoken with the requester. 8. Dynamic password solution. The requester authenticates himself or herself through the use of a dynamic password solution, such as a secure ID. Weakness. To defeat this method, an attacker would have to obtain one of the dynamic password devices, as well as the accompanying PIN of the employee to whom the device rightfully belongs, or would have to deceive an employee into reading the information on the display of the device and providing the PIN. 9. In person with ID. The requester appears in person and presents an employee badge or other suitable identification, preferably a picture ID. Weakness. Attackers are often able to steal an employee badge or create a phony badge that appears authentic. However, attackers generally shun this approach because appearing in person puts the attacker at significant risk of being identified and apprehended. Step 2. Verification of employment status. The greatest information security threat is not from the professional social engineer, nor from the skilled computer intruder, but from someone much closer. The just-fired employee seeking revenge or hoping to set himself up in business using information stolen from the company. Note that a version of this procedure can also be used to verify that someone still enjoys another kind of business relationship with your company, such as a vendor, consultant, or contract worker. Before providing sensitive information to another person or accepting instructions for actions involving the computer or computer-related equipment, verify that the requester is still a current employee by using one of these methods. Employee directory check. If the company maintains an online employee directory that accurately reflects active employees, verify that the requester is still listed. Requester's management verification. Call the requester's manager using a phone number listed in the company directory, not a number provided by the requester. Requester's department or workgroup verification. Call the requester's department or workgroup and determine from anyone in that department or workgroup that the requester is still employed by the company. Step 3. Verification of need to know. Beyond verifying that the requester is a current employee or has a relationship with your company, there still remains the issue of whether the requester is authorized to have access to the information being requested, or is authorized to request that specific actions affecting computers or computer-related equipment be taken. This determination may be made by using one of these methods. Consult job title workgroup responsibilities list. A company can provide ready access to authorization information by publishing lists of which employees are entitled to what information. These lists may be organized in terms of employee job title, employee departments and workgroups, employee responsibilities, or by some combination of these. Such lists would need to be maintained online to be kept current and provide quick access to authorization information. Ordinarily, information owners would be responsible for overseeing the creation and maintenance of the lists for access to information under the owner's control. Note: it is important to note that maintaining such lists is an invitation to the social engineer. Consider: if an attacker targeting a company becomes aware that the company maintains such lists, there is a strong motivation to obtain one. Once in hand, such a list opens many doors to the attacker and puts the company at serious risk. Obtain authority from a manager. An employee contacts his or her manager, or the manager of the requester, for authority to comply with the request. Obtain authority from the information owner or a designee. The information owner is the ultimate judge of whether a particular person should be granted access. The process for computer-based access control is for the employee to contact his or her immediate manager to approve a request for access to information based on existing job profiles. If such a profile does not exist, it is the manager's responsibility to contact the relevant data owner for permission. This chain of command should be followed so that information owners are not barraged with requests when there is a frequent need to know. Obtain authority by means of a proprietary software package. For a large company in a highly competitive industry, it may be practical to develop a proprietary software package that provides need-to-know authorization. Such a database stores employee names and access privileges to classified information. Users would not be able to look up each individual's access rights, but instead would enter the requester's name and the identifier associated with the information being sought. The software then provides a response